Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ and how that impacts our lives every day. I hope you've been blessed by that. But I have a question for you, and I left off yesterday with that question, wanting to know if God is real in your life. This week I've been talking about how the resurrection power of Jesus Christ affects our lives today. And I enumerated a number of ways that that power is real to us even today. Folks, are you experiencing that power in your life? Is God real to you? Are you able to experience His power and victory over sin in your life? David the psalmist wrote in Psalm 27, he says in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life." Those sentences speak about David's experience, his walk, his relationship with God. Is that the kind of relationship that you have with God? Is God real to you, not just some far-off being that we know about, but someone that makes a difference in your life every day? And I mean every day. David says here, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He provides light for our path. He gives us direction every day. "The Lord is the strength of my life." He gives us power. He gives us strength for each day. Life has its difficulties. Life has its trials. Are you experiencing the fact that God is real in your life each day? I also shared with you this week how folks in other countries, in third world countries, often, many times, worship idols of wood and stone and mud and metal and whatever. We can hardly relate to that in America. We don't know what that's like. But they do. And their gods are real to them. They pray, but their gods are dead. Their gods do not help them. Their gods do not answer prayer because they're just a piece of wood or a piece of stone, a mud clump, an image of metal or something. But folks, we have a God that is alive. He is well. He is the creator of the universe. And He makes a difference in our lives. He is alive and well, and He is real. God answers prayer. He does so many things for us every day. Are you experiencing His life, His light, His salvation, His strength, His power in your life? I hope you are. You can be. That is just one verse in the Psalms that I've selected here, but there are many, many, many more. David says, in Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." And again, David's speaking of a relationship. I have to ask you a question. How many prayers has God answered for you? Does God answer simple prayers in your life each day? You should be able to relate to things like that. I had an experience here just yesterday with my little grandson. My wife and I were babysitting him as our son and his wife were with her family in a death here in their family, and their family was together. My wife and they were babysitting our little grandson, such a delight. Little fella is a little over a year old. And for whatever reason, we couldn't find his pacifier. We looked and looked. And finally I said, well, I believe Jesus knows where it is. Jesus, could you help us find his little boy's pacifier? And I tell you, in less than 2 minutes, we found it. Now, does God do that for us grandparents? Of course he does. That is just one of the ways that God delights in his children. He loves to answer prayer. He loves to do things for his children. That was just a small thing, but I'm not kidding you. Jesus did it for us. And there are so many ways, so many things that happen in our lives that I could share about that God is real. And he wants to be real to you as well, folks. I hope and pray that God is real to you. There, I could go on and on and on, enumerating so many things and ways that we could experience and should be experiencing God in our lives every day. If you're not, learn to know the Creator God. Empty your life of sin. Seek repentance and forgiveness of those sins. Let God take them away. Establish a relationship and cultivate that relationship with God himself. And you will find that God is real to you every day. Well, the Lord bless you. May you experience God's reality in your life each day and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to give you power, victory over sin, and over temptations and trials that come your way. God bless you as you cultivate that relationship with God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and walk in that resurrection power. The Lord be with you.